Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
And it is Bowerly and Bellavia, News Radio 930 WBEN. So somebody sent me a copy of a law. This is relative to the Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz issuing the tweet on Friday night, advising illegals how they can avoid capture by the immigration authorities. U.S. code actually says that you're guilty of a crime if you, conceal, harbor, or shield from detection, or attempt to conceal, harbor, or shield from detection such alien in any place, including any building or any means of transportation. So couldn't you take the county executive's tweet and say that he is attempting to conceal people? And the law enforcement people have acted according to Hoyle. They're doing everything according to the book. And we've got a county executive who is trying to get in the way of enforcing federal law. This isn't a constitutional issue. This is a question of a county executive trying to get in the way, or shall we say, aid and abet an illegal in the course of trying to escape the law. Would Mark Poloncarz do the same? If I go out and rob a bank today, is he going to issue a tweet? Oh, Tom, you know, you don't have to answer the door for any warrant. I mean, you might have just robbed a bank, but, you know, think about any other crime. Is he going to do it for child porn next? What is Mark Poloncarz going to prevent next? What is he going to try to take care of next? What's on his agenda? I wonder. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. We'll get into the specific questions for the hour and some of the examples that might revolve around those questions or vice versa coming up. But here is Jack on a car phone. Jack, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Tom. Great subject topic tonight. I'm really warm in the car right now, but it's well worth the wait. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
So,
best cell phone quality ever in the history of this show.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Glad to know. So that book, can you confirm the spelling of that guy's name? Is it L-A-M-M?
Yeah, it's L-A-M-M. It's not a book. It's actually an article that he wrote, and it is readily available online. It's called My Plan to Destroy America.
Can't wait to get a hold of it and read it on my own. But so here's my two cents. I don't think I'm a very negative nor a cynical kind of a person, but I just believe that the media is lock, stock, and barrel behind this in a really large way.
Behind accepting illegal invasion of America.
Absolutely.
And the fundamental transformation, in fact, maybe even the disintegration of the United States.
Well, I agree. And just all of the division. They're absolutely given marching orders. And I get up bright and early in the morning. I like to drink a cup of coffee with the wife before I head off to my work. And from 6 to 7, I pride myself on channel jumping because I truly believe you don't get the full story until you listen to multiple sources. And it just never fails to amaze me how three of those channels, or at least two of them, can be so lopsided in terms of the actual A block, B block, C block, D block information. You could almost... You're just interchanging personalities, but the words and all of the things that they're saying are completely identical. And then you have one channel that is completely the opposite. And
are you talking about Fox News?
Fox News.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that they're completely the opposite, especially over the past few years.
Yeah, that's maybe not the right word. They're very much different, but they aren't necessarily completely opposite.
They're a lot more, I think Fox is a lot more balanced, but to suggest at this point that Fox is just a mouthpiece for the right, in a lot of cases, it just isn't correct.
Right. Yeah. That's a great statement. But so here's what I think might be behind all of this division and all of the reasons why illegal immigration is completely acceptable to so many. A lot of people, I work with a bunch of well-educated people, and blows my mind to think how undereducated they are when it comes to even some of the things that are happening on TV or even just in general, public and current events. And the other side of it is, I think that the liberal base is, they're looking for a voting base for the future. And I don't say that from a cynical point of view. I just think that it's reality.
No, we've talked about that in previous shows, that what this is about is changing the political landscape. This is about making red states blue and making blue states even bluer. This is essentially not quite a coup d'etat, but it is a revolution by sneaker.
Yeah, no, you're
or invasion by sneaker would probably be a better way to put it, because the revolution might come from the other side.
And while I don't have any direct personal experience of what was going on at Ellis Island years ago, I do have family members and relatives that I'm attached to now that came, their ancestors came through those gates or off those ships. And it's my understanding that there were some prerequisites before you even got on the boats.
Yes, you had to swear allegiance to the United States. You had to disclaim allegiance to the former government under which you lived. And, of course, there were health and physical things that had to be taken care of. That's why Vito Corleone spent the first few weeks of his American experience in the quarantine room at Ellis Island.
And didn't you also have to have sponsors identified to kind of take you in?
Oh, yes. A very important component of coming into this country was you had to sign a document stating you would never be a burden to the American taxpayer, because they did not want people coming into this country, even legally, who were going to sign up for whatever social programs then existed.
Right. No, and there's nothing. I have a lot of sympathy and empathy for the folks that are here trying to plead asylum, if in fact that's what's going on. But we can't just have completely open borders. And I don't understand how that's even a discussion point for anybody.
But the fact of the matter is, like, Mark Poloncarz is trying to make sure that illegals don't open the door for ICE. I have to believe that Mark Poloncarz supports open borders, because if standing in the way of ICE, what other crime has he done this for? What other crime has Mark Poloncarz said, oh, don't open the door? How about drugs? Has Mark Poloncarz does it for that? How about domestic violence? Would Mark Poloncarz tell a domestic abuser not to open his door for the cops and to make sure the warrant was slid under the door? I wonder.
Hey, one last point. I want to ask you a question. So if I've done the math right, I think I've been in 18 cycles for the presidential cycles. And of those 18, two times I've been undisappointed. And have you ever, or do you get a lot of people that at this point were so divided where they actually will ask you in public who you voted for? I've never in my life asked anybody who they vote for.
No, nobody has asked me for whom I have voted when I've been out. I think I've already stated on the air, I voted for Donald Trump. I'll vote for Donald Trump again.
And I'm not saying that there's anything to be ashamed of. It's just, to me, the audacity of the left to be so outspoken about what fools people are for not seeing through the haze. And I think he's a little bit out there when it comes to some of the Twitter stuff, but he challenges the general fat, dumb and happy people that have been clouding and clogging government forever. And it's interesting to watch, and I hope it continues.
Yeah, I'd love to know what the strategy was behind the weekend tweets he's taking all the guff over right now.
Yeah.
Because I'm convinced there was something behind it past the obvious.
Once in a while, I cover my eyes and don't even read them, but you know.
But on the other hand, for mainstream media to knee-jerk and reflexively label those tweets as racist, President Trump didn't identify any race. How could they be racist?
That's their shtick.
I mean, just because you tell somebody to go back to the country of origin, even though the country of origin may be the United States, does not make them racist.
Yeah, I totally agree. Hey, thanks for time.
All right, thank you. We are at 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And I said that, one of the questions today was, what is this all about? What is happening in America right now, the way you analyze it? And I think probably a better way to ask you the same kind of question and get the discussion going where I wanted that part of the discussion to go is by asking you, what has you frustrated? right now as an American? Is it the illegal situation? Is it the media situation? What is it that has you shaking your head in disbelief that such a state of affairs could exist in the United States at any time, much less the time you happen to be on this planet? What is it? Why are you shaking your head when you think, what the hell is going on in this country specifically? What are you thinking of? Because the people that I talk to, the people who, again, this has happened out of the blue. It has happened with people I know. It's happened with people I don't know. People are upset and they are angry over what is going on in this country. And the way I look at it, the illegal situation has been that which has put things over the tipping point. People wanted to know what the tipping point would be, when people would become very upset, when people would get agitated, when people would begin to, frankly, become militarized. And I don't mean they're out buying guns and ammo and they're going to, you know, but people are becoming militarized, probably not exactly the right word, but people are becoming certainly militant. And, you know, after militant, of course, would be militarized, but people are becoming very, very angry. And people are beginning to believe that their country is under assault, that the future of this country may very well be in doubt, because how can it not be in doubt when you are letting everybody from everywhere in, as many as humanly possible, and then you've got people in this country acting as their agents, not wanting them to go anywhere? Let me finish up on that thought coming up on News Radio 930 WBEN. Promised you some audio before of the county executive in Erie County, Mark Poloncarz, and this is Dave McKinley from Channel 2 WGRZ-TV asking what I firmly believe are legitimate questions of the county executive, and the county executive basically saying, you guys don't give a rat's ass about illegals having driver's licenses, and this is an idea that has been overblown by the media. So here is the county executive on the attack against Dave McKinley from Channel 2 in what I believe is a very inappropriate manner.
When he finally expressed his opinion through a statement issued by his press secretary, we tried to ask him about it that night, but he refused to speak with our reporter Jackie Roberts. Today we caught up with Poloncarz at an event promoting an educational program called Teacher Rock to ask him if he was under political pressure to take a stand.
I'd like to know if there was perhaps polling data that indicated to you that keeping yourself on the fence here was not going to be a good thing for your reelection campaign. And is that why you came out finally and made a definitive statement on your feelings about this?
No, there's no polling data. I'm just disappointed that you can't seem to think about anything else. Anything else. It's really gotten to a point where I'm starting to question where you stand towards individuals in our community.
Poloncarz insists there are far more important issues facing the community.
I'm disappointed that the media is focused on such as that they think this is the only thing, and you've been like a dog on the bone, like this is the most important thing.
But you're a public official who hesitated giving an opinion on something, despite many calls for you to do so. You finally did. And I was just wondering about the timing of that. And
you never seem to stop, and it makes me question your motives, which I really am starting to think that you're not the person I thought you were, David. No one else seems to be worried about it but you.
Although his earlier hesitancy to state his opinion provided fodder for the campaign of his opponent, Lynn Dixon, who accused him of ducking the issue.
I'll be very disappointed if I don't see Channel 2 do the story about Teach Rock and this. Let's put it this way. I will let the public know that that's all you care about is continuing to create divisiveness in our community.
Because that's creating divisiveness.
This is exactly what it's doing.
No, it's
not. I go around.
I'm asking you why you waited so long, and if it had anything to do with this becoming a political issue and you worried about your reelection, unless you took a stand.
I'm going to win. I guarantee you I'm going to win, regardless of this issue or not. I'm very disappointed, David, because I know you can do better.
I think you know that I'm asking these questions on behalf of viewers who wanted to know for a long time your position and wanted to know why you wouldn't come out and say something.
Which viewers talk to you about it? Because they're not talking to me and they're not calling my office about it, which makes me wonder who actually is out there.
Have you looked at your own Twitter feed and people asking you to take a stand?
Yeah, that's the same folks that are exactly... They're GOP trolls. I know exactly what it is. I know what it is. It's not the average person. It's not the average person.
So do you...
As a for instance, Poloncarz suggested there could be just three people at GOP headquarters, each with 25 Twitter accounts, making it appear that there are 75 people sounding off against him, when there may not be any at all.
Dave McKinley, Channel 2 News.
That's from Channel 2. So do you guys care about driver's licenses and illegal immigrants? Do you care what the county executive had to say about driver's licenses and illegals? And do you believe that Mark Poloncarz really doesn't want illegals to have driver's licenses? Or do you think that his statement was just a political statement because Lynn Dixon is going to be nipping at his heels in the polls? Just spent the last 10-15 minutes focused in on these progressive Democrats responding to President Trump's tweets, and they show no sign of abating whatsoever. They're going to carry this wall-to-wall live as if it was the second coming. It is 5:37 at News Radio 930 WBEN, Bowerly and Bellavia. So the county executive says that the only person who cares about driver's licenses and illegal immigrants getting driver's licenses in Erie County in New York State is Dave McKinley from Channel 2. Says not one person had called his office asking what his opinion was on driver's licenses for illegals. So the county executive, Mark Poloncarz, is the guy of whom we speak. He put out a statement last week through his press secretary saying that he was against the so-called New York green light bill. And I wondered then and I wonder now if that is really an expression of Mark Poloncarz's genuine opinions on illegals, because how is it that Mark Poloncarz cannot want illegals to have driver's licenses while at the same time on Friday he tweets out ways to avoid ICE raids to the illegal community? And once again, Poloncarz confuses the idea of immigration legally and illegal immigration. Don't you love it how they talk about migrant communities? Immigrant communities is the expression they use. Immigrant communities. Really? Immigrant communities? So ICE was going to go after immigrant communities, or ICE was going to go after people who had specifically skipped or already been ruled on at previous court dates, who were supposed to show up at court dates in the future but did not do that? What was exactly supposed to happen? So that is just a microcosm of the larger issue that we've talked about so far today, asking you guys, what has you angry? What has you frustrated? And if you got out of work at 5:30, just to give you a little bit of background on this, you know, people have come up to me now for quite some time, and it has become it's become a trend, and I hear it every geographic area of this listening region that I go to, every different lawn fete, every different festival or whatever it happens to be, and people express the same kind of concerns. And typically these people tend to be on my side of issues politically, and what they will say, and I don't really say a whole lot in return, but what they will say is that they're angry. They're frustrated. And one of the things they are angry about is just the idea of New York State giving driver's licenses to illegals, because if somebody is illegal, they say they're illegal. Why are we giving a legal document to people who, by virtue of their being here, having broken our laws, are illegal? And, you know, we also don't understand the whole open borders philosophy. If you're trying to tell people how not to get busted by ICE, which is the immigration policies enforcement arm, aren't you kind of aiding and abetting? Aren't you kind of being an accessory after the fact, Mark Poloncarz? And what other crime are you going to do this for? Are you going to do it for people who abuse their spouses next? Are you going to do that? Why not? Why wouldn't you do it? How about people who sell junk to the kids and the kids end up dying? Why not give them full awareness of all of their constitutional rights? Mark Poloncarz can talk all he wants about Dave McKinley and Channel 2 being monomaniacal on the subject of illegals, but it seems to me that Mark Poloncarz has been monomaniacal on the subject of illegals and other left-wing causes. The guy is the county executive of Erie County, New York. He's not president of the United States. He's not Congressman Mark Poloncarz, probably, hopefully never will be, not Senator Mark Poloncarz, and yet he is the county executive of Erie County. And furthermore, during his conversation with Dave McKinley from Channel 2, Mark Poloncarz guaranteed his reelection over Lynn Dixon. So I have to ask you, in addition to what are you guys angry about, what are you frustrated about that you see happening in this country right now, on the local level, are you going to send Mark Poloncarz back for another four-year term as the county executive of Erie County? And why not? And the arrogance with which he dealt with Dave McKinley from Channel 2, I thought was pretty stunning. And the idea that when this whole issue was percolating and boiling, nobody wanted to know where the county executive stood on it. I honestly don't believe him, because his name did come up in conversations we had on air, people wanting to know where the county executive stood, people on the text board and elsewhere, email, I'm told. They were asking about Mark Poland cars and his view on illegals and driver's licenses. Is he going to win re-election, or is he just tone deaf and out of touch? And if I'd love to hear from Democrats who have had it with being a Democrat. I'd love to hear from you guys who feel as though you are just no longer being represented and that your party has just spun wildly out of control and is heading into the abyss when people like AOC represent you, because people are going to see you as a Democrat and they're going to associate that you with AOC. All right, we're at 803-0930. Phil, I cannot see the number. I cannot see the name on line one again. 803-0930 is the phone number. Now I can. Star 930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's get right back to the calls on WBEN. And what's got you angry about what's going on in America? John, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to echo what you were saying earlier about the people in this country feeling frustrated about being invaded and replaced, even. And I just wanted to quote a line from a couple of lines from the movie The Last of the Mohicans. It's Chingachgook. He says, "The frontier moves with the sun and pushes the red man of the wilderness forests in front of it until one day there will be nowhere left. Then our race will be no more, or be not us. The frontier place is for people like my white son and his woman and their children." And Hawkeye replies, "That's my father's sadness talking." Hawkeye puts a hand on his shoulder. Chingachgook replies, "No, it is true. One day there will be no more frontier. Then men like you will go too, like the Mohicans."
All right, well, put this into modern stuff for us.
Okay, I just a little bit more here, and I will.
It's getting tedious. I'm sorry. Okay. The basic point is what?
Okay, that we are being replaced, and there may not be much of us left at all. I mean, a complete replacement of our culture.
Well, when you say us, what exactly do you mean? Like America as we know it?
Exactly. I mean, from the founding up until, within the end of the 20th century or beginning of the 21st century.
So are you thinking white people or American people?
I'm thinking all American people, the culture as we know it, or have known it up until fairly recently, I mean, I think it's just going to be replaced if trends continue.
So when did you start to feel this way? Is this relatively recent, or has this been going on for a long time? Because it seems to me like things are stirring around and things are reaching a fever pitch with regard to people's anger level at what they see, as you do, as the invasion of this country.
Yes, I think there's a concerted effort, as I think you said the other day, I was listening to you, to destroy this country. Some people in positions of power don't like this country for some reason, or even the Western culture, and they want it destroyed and replaced.
And they should go back to where they came from.
Well, if you want to destroy our culture, you don't belong here.
Well, exactly. And that also goes, by the way, for people who were born, right here in the United States of America. If it really is that disgusting a country for you, maybe you could find somewhere else where you might be happier. I mean, why would you? Life is short. Why would you subject yourself to the misery of being an American citizen, even though, half of Central America wants to be American citizens and are lining up at the borders to get into this wretched country?
There's got to be a reason for that.
I mean, that is something else that doesn't make sense about this whole debate, is we're told how lousy and how miserable the United States is, what a horrible, racist, piss-poor country we are, and a bad example for everybody around the world, and yet half the world wants to get in here.
Exactly. Couldn't agree more.
So why is that?
This country truly is an exceptional country. It is the exceptional country in the world. And
but what do we do? I mean, you are awake, you're aware, you're paying attention, you're aware of the the historical precedents with the Last of the Mohicans and all that stuff. What are we to do? What is an American to do in 2019?
I'm as frustrated as everyone else out there. I don't know. I think it's almost beyond control now. I fear, as you do and a lot of other people do, that it could be moving to a civil war or something, just chaos. I mean, I don't know. I'm very worried for the country.
Well, that's a term a lot of people used. Some people used it on Friday. I don't think I said that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The term chaos?
No, the term civil war.
Ah. No, I'm not saying that you did. But I think people feel that, though. I think that that is a general feeling out there that it could lead to that. We're in a cold civil war, and it could become worse.
But it is. I've never seen it. I said this on Friday. I've never seen an America where there is deep, deep, deep division, virtually every single issue, and the division is resulting in extreme anger and extreme frustration with a lot of people. And I hear the frustration and the bitterness of people who want this country to stay the United States of America that we know and love. And on the other hand, you know, we've got people who are equally angry and frustrated because they see people like Donald Trump and the people who voted for him as standing in the way of their goal of America for everybody in the world.
Right. I totally agree with you, and I'm just frustrated. I'm just sad. I'm sad too. Sad for what's happening to this country. I don't know. I'm just going to leave it at that.
All right. Thank you. 803-0930 is the phone number. And again, I hate to keep on, you know, torturing a point to the breaking point, but just let's think about this logically for just a minute. If you don't believe that a country has and needs to have immigration laws to control the number of people who get into that country, then you must believe in open borders. If you don't believe that illegals are breaking any laws and they have committed no crime by illegally coming into the United States, you must believe that it isn't a crime and you must believe in open borders. And then the question becomes, okay, there are open borders. Anybody can come into the United States and stay here for as long as they like. They can settle down in the United States, raise a family. How many people can the United States possibly absorb? Are we really supposed to absorb all of Central America and South America? Most of those countries are poop hole countries. I hate to tell you, but it's true. They're not very nice places to live. And I reckon that quite a few of the people in those countries would like to get out of those countries and go to the land of honey that is the United States. But how long is America going to last as the land of milk and honey when we can't possibly hope to support the economy? Couldn't possibly hope. Forget about social programs. Who's going to work these jobs? Who's going to provide the jobs, rather, for all of the people coming in? We don't have that many jobs to be filled. So think about that for a minute. Forget about social services. How many jobs is the private sector going to be able to create for these millions of people coming in from Central and South America? I mean, what's really the issue here? It's preserving, is it not, the United States of America? Is it not a death struggle this country is engaged in right now? Somebody's got to win it and somebody's got to lose it. Either we, the Americans, win it or the foreigners are going to win it. The illegal foreigners are on the verge of taking over this country. Might not want to hear it, but tell me I'm wrong. And with open borders, it's only going to be accelerated. And then where are we? Let's go to Sue in Lakeview. Sue, first things first, do you care about illegals and driver's licenses?
Very much so.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't the only one.
Okay, no. And I will tell you this, Tom, thank you for taking my call. I think this country has reached the tipping point. And I think it's because with the election of Donald Trump, who was put in office mostly by people like myself who are independent and not party affiliated, that were just disgusted with the whole establishment, shined a light on just how corrupt our government is and the struggle for power and absolute power. And it starts with Congress. Congress it needs to be torn apart. Congress was supposed to be, you were doing your civic duty. You went to Washington for 2 to 4 years.
Yeah, we need term limits for Congress, just like the president has term limits. And yes, we should keep the presidential term limits.
Absolutely. But what happened is they do have term limits. But because they're so wealthy and they're all so bought and paid for, they get reelected over and over. And they're all corrupt. They're all bought and paid for. None of them on either side, I think, represents their actual constituents. They make more money than we'll ever make. They have more benefits than the people they represent will ever have.
Which would be fine if they're actually acting in the best interest of the United States, but they're selling us out.
Exactly. And people are finally waking up to the fact that it doesn't matter what side you vote for, They're all the same. And they're getting fat and happy on the taxpayers. And this BS with the illegals is just the final straw, I think, that is going to break this country's back. We are going to become a third world country.
Highly likely.
Say it again?
Highly likely. How can one disagree? Because with the open borders crowd seeming to, well, be winning the war right now, how can we not turn into a third world country when everybody from Central and South America is going to make a beeline to the United States?
Exactly. And I blame the press as well for fanning the flames and for the disinformation that they put out there. They twist the words. They dictate the narrative. You cannot get real news unless you look at BBC, German newspapers and stuff that report on what's going on in America, because our press is not reporting on what's really going on. And sadly, too many of them are getting their information from the Associated Press of the United States of America.
Now, BBC is not exactly a right-wing news outlet. They're pretty left-wing.
They're pretty left-wing, but a lot of times you can get a story that's not slanted. I read the Daily Mail, the Guardian, the BBC, and yeah, I do read Pravda. No, I'm not a Russian bot, but I do read it to see what their take is on what's going on here.
Well, you raised a good point with the whole tipping point idea. I mentioned that during the first hour of today's show. I agree with you. I think we are at a tipping point, and the next 5 years will determine this country's longevity or lack thereof. The next 5 years will tell you whether it's time to dump your U.S. currency and just invest in gold. I gotta go. I'm glad you called in.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.